the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, August 8, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Dreamer's fate at stake again in federal court. Also on the Wednesday rundown, health concerns from living near drilling sites and helping rural communities with water waste woes. First, our top story, primary election day placed a spotlight on the bellwether state of Ohio Tuesday. In the special election for the key race for the U.S. House, Ohio District 12, Republican Troy Balderson has a razor-close lead over Democrat Danny O'Connor. Fox News reports a Republican has held that seat since 1980, and Trump stumped for Balderson over the weekend. Now the question is, will the outcome be close enough to trigger an automatic runoff? The clincher is, no matter who wins, they have to run again come November. The future of 800,000 so-called Dreamers nationwide, more than half of them in California, is at stake as the DACA program is challenged in a federal court hearing today. That takes place in Houston.
Texas and six other states are asking for a preliminary injunction to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, arguing that DACA is illegal. The Trump administration opposes DACA, so the judge has allowed the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund, or MALDEF, to step in. MALDEF co-counsel Selena Moreno represents the 22 DACA recipients who are part of this case and want to save the program.
It has allowed our clients and so many others that only know this country as home to work, to study without that constant fear of deportation. And it has been a tremendous benefit to each state.
But the legal battles started soon after DACA's inception in 2012. President Donald Trump terminated the program last September, but a judge ordered the feds to keep processing renewals. Just last week, another federal judge ordered the administration to start accepting new DACA applications by August 23rd. If the Texas court issues an opposing order, the case will likely end up back before the U.S. Supreme Court, which deadlocked on the issue last year. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The states in the lawsuit are asking the judge to immediately stop accepting or renewing DACA applications, effectively phasing out the program. And a new report focuses on the people who live in the front lines of the oil and gas operations. Eric Tegetthoff reports it concludes they face greater risks of asthma, cancer, and other illnesses.
From the group Moms Clean Air Force, face-to-face with oil and gas looks at families dealing with benzene, methane, silica dust, and other pollutants from drilling. When rancher Lori Wilson lived on the Montana-North Dakota border, she says her asthma became so serious she'd pass out and eventually had to leave Montana for her health. Today, she says the Trump administration's gutting of methane pollution safeguards is troubling.
I have had to be hospitalized on trips back for my asthma. No mother, no grandmother. No Montanan should have to choose between their families and their homes and their health. I feel that it is totally unconscionable to roll back the federal methane protections.
The administration says the rule preventing methane flaring and venting at well sites is too burdensome on industry. A federal district court judge has blocked the Bureau of Land Management's attempt to delay its implementation, but the Trump administration is now developing and releasing a final rule to overturn this regulation.
Organizers for the Moms Clean Air Force say it's important to keep regulations like the methane flaring prevention in place. Groups are voicing concern threats to the federal program known as Title X could undermine family planning. Title X offers reproductive health services and other preventive care, but the Trump administration wants to shift the program's focus towards fertility awareness and abstinence instead of other birth control methods. Katie Sullentrop is vice president of Power to Decide, which partners with All Access EKY on birth control access and education. She says a majority of Kentuckians support policies that improve access to a full range of birth control options for people aged 18 and over.
We hear all the time, oh, we're a conservative region and it's cultural that we don't want to address this. But in the polling, people are supportive of efforts to reduce unplanned pregnancy. So how can we have open and honest conversations about what it takes to decide when to get pregnant?
There are 145 Title X funded health centers in Kentucky, and they serve about 46,000 women. They estimate that they help prevent about 15,000 unintended pregnancies each year. And finally, Mary Sherman tells us August is Water Quality Month. Cities and towns throughout the nation with water or waste problems to tackle have an opportunity to get some financial help.
The USDA's Water and Waste Disposal Loan and Grant Program is offering funding for rural communities to help them pay for drinking water, stormwater drainage, and waste disposal systems. Rochelle Owen with the USDA Rural Development Office in Indiana says the money can be used to rehab current infrastructure or build new facilities.
Communities that don't have infrastructure currently in their towns or districts, they're receiving funds to be able to overcome, in many cases, failing septics in their areas and also drinking water needs.
The USDA recently announced an investment of $164 million for dozens of projects across the country. In Indiana, Owen says they've secured funding for 19 projects. To be eligible for financing, towns must be rural with 10,000 or fewer residents.
In recent USDA funding, Akron got a loan to separate its combined sanitary and sewer collection system, and Union City received funding to upgrade a wastewater treatment plant and collection system. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member-listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.